Yeah, hi, it's Jose in, please.
This is he. What can
you hey, Jose, this is Ruben at Cardiff. How are you doing?
Good, Ruben.
Hey, so your vendor, your used vendor is calling us, and I don't want to be, like, caught in the middle, because they're like, well, it's, you know, it's this equipment, you know, it's very urgent to get paid, or it seems like there's a little pressure, and I told her, like, look, we're just a finance company, so there's nothing that I can do to, like, make her check happen faster. I can do my best, but, like, I'm not going to be caught in, like, the middle, you know, the crossfire. It's not my role here, and I'm not allowed to do that. I just wanted to talk to you and go over the approval terms and hopefully move this forward if you had a few minutes.
Yes, I called him yesterday, and I told him that you needed real quotes, and she said she was going to...
She's doing her job. It's just, like, I can't make them get paid any faster, you know? Like, I have a job to do. So I just told her, like, hey, look, customer's approved, but this is what I need. So the first thing is this. Do we have a copy of your driver's license?
I don't know. You asked me
okay.
For it. I don't know if I send it or not, but I...
Could you send it over to Sal, please?
Sure.
And then... If you could send him that, I'm going to send you documents later today or first thing tomorrow morning to complete. We're going to do 36 months, correct?
36 months, that's what you said last time, yes.
Yeah, and then once they're reviewed, we'll start moving on it and hopefully try to get this done by the end of tomorrow, I'm sorry. That's the goal.
Okay.
Cool.
Okay, I got a few questions.
Sure.
Okay, so... You're going to finance the equipment, and you're going to finance the installation, right?
That is what I'm being told, that we're okay to do both, correct. That
okay.
is the plan.
Now, when is the first installment due?
You're going to have a check for your first and last payment due at signing, so you're not going to get a bill for your first or last months.
For the first or last month.
Yep.
So, okay, because I need about a month to start operations. If that's fine with you guys, so by the end of the first month, I should be able to already start working on this equipment, on the...
Your vendor requires us to pay... Look, so here's the thing. I'm not going to get in the middle of you and your vendors. They require us to pay them before shipment, which I don't even know if we can do that for Phoenix, but they require us to pay them before they start working. So once we release money, we have to start the payments. The only thing I could do for you potentially is I could try to get this done as one payment due at signing as an exception, but I cannot do zero down.
Okay, the money is going to go directly to them then?
Yeah, we pay them, correct.
Okay, so I'm not going to see any money at all?
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
We have to pay them because they're invoicing us.
Okay. Well, okay. And you said the total amount was $20,000 something, right?
I think that's the total amount, correct. The two invoices, correct. But what I can do for you, if cash flow is concerned, brother, I can do your first payment and do it signing instead of your first and last, if that helps you out.
The thing that I'm concerned about is that the invoices that they send you, I don't know if they send you the whole invoices, everything altogether, because the only thing that was missing on the first invoice was the stove. I don't know if they included the stove or not.
I can check. I'll send you all the invoices before I review, before I send you documents.
Right.
I mean, not a problem.
Well, I need the stove also because I forgot to put that into the equipment that I needed.
Okay.
And the stove is supposed to be a new one because that's all they had, a new one. They didn't have no used ones. Because the used ones, well, you know, the difference between a used one and a new one is about $500. So there's not that much difference.
Okay. I mean, here's what I have. So I have, from Phoenix Used Restaurant Equipment,
mm-hmm.
I have a 4-burner stove with oven. I mean...
Okay, that's the one, yes.
I mean, look, at the end of the day, this sounds like a really small company, so this invoice is not going to work. I mean, it's not an official invoice. It's not. I mean, but I'm going to have them have, like, here's what I'm going to say, like, bill to your company, ship to your company, but to make your documents, I can have at least like this. But I'll just give you a fair warning. Oftentimes, vendors that I work with, they don't understand the financing side of things, especially if they're smaller companies, and things get really, really heated. So we might have to have you talk to them, depending on how this works. I'm just telling you a fair warning. The girl I'm working with there, she's really sweet, she's really nice, she sounds like she knows what she's doing, but sometimes they don't understand our process, and this has nothing to do with this specific vendor. It's vendors in general. Because there's no model listed, there's no model numbers here listed. I mean, it's very, very
in other words, you could pay them, and then they're gone, right? That's what you're talking about.
No, we pay. They want us to pay them before you pick up the equipment. We don't have to. That's what they're demanding.
Okay. Well, listen, can we just hold on payment? Because I might just have to go down there and check everything out.
Yeah, why don't you call them and tell them you want to go check it out, and then once you're okay, then I'll make your documents.
Right, because, I mean, I know them through the internet.
I want to make you comfortable. If you, we will not make the, you should call and say, hey, look, I'm going to go check out the equipment before you sign documents. Why don't you make sure it's what you want, and then I'll send you paperwork to complete. That's the most appropriate thing to do here.
Okay, then that'll be probably Tuesday of next week when I'll be able to go, because I have merchandise coming in, and I have to be here.
Hey, no worries. They're always saying first come, first serve. You should probably talk to them and sort it out. They might sell some of that equipment. Who knows? But I want you to be comfortable. So why don't you talk to them, and then give me a holler.
Okay, that's probably the best way to go.
Yeah, and I'll call her and say, hey, look, he's going to check out equipment, so nothing's getting done right now.
Okay, I'm going to go down there, check everything out. If I'm not satisfied with what they have, I'll give you a call and try to get another company. How's that?
Whatever you want to do. You're our customer.
Sure, sounds good. Then let's put it off until I go down there. I can't go the rest of this week because I got merchandise coming in, and then the weekend comes up, which is a busy time of the week.
Okay.
It's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Sometimes Monday is busy days, and I don't want to miss those days because my wife is going to be the only one here.
You got it.
Okay, well, thank you. I'll give you a call then.
I appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much. Bye-bye.